Bookstores across the country took a pretty sizable hit over the past few years from online sellers like Amazon. But there are signs that small independent bookstores are starting to turn the page. And a new Phoenix shop is jumping into the market, catering to both English and Spanish readers. Rosie Magana owns Palabras Libraria on Grand Avenue, just west of downtown. The space also serves as a community library for residents who can't afford to buy books. Most of her titles come from donations. Sitting by the front window of her store, I asked her what need she saw that she wanted to fill.
I saw that there is a very large Hispanic population in Phoenix that was not being served. When you look at most bookstores, you see maybe one small shelf somewhere in a corner, and that's about it for Spanish books. And just my own personal experience growing up as a first-generation Mexican-American, there just wasn't a lot available.
Is that a problem that is unique to Phoenix? I mean, I think of other cities that have foreign language bookstores. Is that just something that we don't have here?
I don't think it's something that's unique to Phoenix, because part of the inspiration for the bookstore was a traveling installation called Libreria Donceles. And it is basically trying to make a statement of all these major cities that have lots of Spanish speakers but do not have a Spanish bookstore.
What is the importance of having a dedicated Spanish-English bookstore?
It's going to bring communities together. Communities that don't necessarily always feel like they're part of the community. And I think that's really a huge part of the motivation behind the bookstore, is bringing people together, realizing the similarities between cultures instead of differences, and also helping people acquire the English language. In order to do that, they need to utilize Spanish because it is a first language, and giving people more opportunities that they didn't necessarily have before through language.
Do you feel that the libraries in Phoenix and in the Valley do an adequate job of providing foreign language and Spanish language books?
I think the Phoenix Public Library tends to have a lot more titles than even I knew existed. I'd only gone recently to see what they had. But sometimes it's still difficult to go to a public library. Sometimes it's out of the way, especially if you don't have a mode of transportation, which in a lot of cases, specifically in this neighborhood in Grand, you're far in walking distance terms from the light rail, so it's still kind of a trek for you to go. It's nice to have something in your own neighborhood.
Who's your target audience here? I mean, who are your ideal customers?
My target audience is a combination of people. So for a lot of the workshops and programs that we're going to have, that we've already started, it has to do with trying to get people in the community that don't necessarily have a lot of resources, and trying to help them in any way we can through language and literacy. And then there's also the other people in the community that maybe do have all those resources and just want to be a part of something, or are trying to learn Spanish because it's a good skill to have. It's the second most spoken language in this country. So trying to bridge a gap there so that, you know, people can, from different walks of life, can come together and develop a sense of community in Phoenix that's all-inclusive.
Rosie Magana owns Palabras Libraria in Phoenix. The addition of an English-Spanish bookstore is also good news for Maggie Messerschmidt. She's an editor with Cardboard House Press, a bilingual publishing house dedicated to innovative works of Latin American and Spanish language literature.
We recognize that there is a huge gap, you know, between a Spanish-speaking public and the availability of literature in Spanish and from Latin American writers. And so we work on getting that material available in the United States literary market, and then also creating avenues of access to that literature.
How much of what you're trying to do is introduce readers to authors who are already out there who maybe they just don't have access to otherwise? And how much of it is trying to find new authors yourselves?
For the most part, I think it's the former. We're interested in recognizing the value of some fantastic Latin American writers, Spanish language writers, because we don't want to exclude Spain in this. So the idea is, you know, in a school, even if you are studying Latin American literature, you're likely to be exposed to just a few writers like Octavio Paz and Pablo Neruda, and that's who everybody knows. But the point for me, especially as, you know, as American, like I read so much literature from Victorian literature, literature from the United States, and was not exposed to literature from around the world and the richness of that. And so intellectualism is not a one-way street where it's, you know, the English language that dominates. There's really important ideas out there that are coming from all corners of the earth. And so I think it is, you know, a statement to say, let's open up the spectrum a little bit wider and see what else is out there.
Do you find that your audience is English speaking, Spanish speaking, bilingual? Like who are you trying to reach here?
Both. I think, you know, our first probably most enthusiastic audience has been like universities, actually. And then the bilingual literary kind of world. We found a lot of interest from that world. And then I think recently we've really found students. We've worked in Bloomington in Indiana University, and there were some young students that were really looking for some identity around, not just around literature, but just biculturalism. And then here in Phoenix, you know, Palabras has opened kind of a new spectrum of an audience where, yeah, I think that there's a lot of kind of second or third or even fourth generation Mexican Americans that are looking for interesting things to read.
Maggie Messerschmidt is an editor with Cardboard House Press based in Phoenix and Indiana.